Thank you for listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley, Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
With Area Voices, we're trying to discover what makes an artist, what drives them, what inspires them, and most importantly, why it's important to keep creating.
Theater, in particular, is an art form that sort of asks for people to test the borders and find out what people are excited about and what people are interested in, but also to challenge audience members.
I think every artist wants to show a feeling of some sort. I think, you know, a lot of people say, oh, art, I don't know anything about it. It's not my thing, and I can't critique something because I don't know anything about it. I think that's wrong. I think you're either touched by a work of art or you're not. You like it or you don't like it. And I think when somebody paints with passion, that's what they're trying to convey, is a mood, a feeling.
Tune in Wednesdays on The Morning Show to hear more Area Voices.
Afternoon, but less than half an inch expected. Lows tonight 8 to 11, then getting a little colder this weekend with mid to upper teens. Evening lows on Saturday, 0 to 8 degrees. Football for you this weekend? Is that
football? Absolutely football. Today I'm going to go visit my brother. Haven't seen him in 40 years, so I'm going to go see him.
Up next, it's Headwaters with Malachi Coons.
Good friends call me like my dad does. I get older every year, but the land slides. And I've cried too much, I can't cry no more. Yeah, men come and go, so I've had loss. And the boys from my street grew up with bad men, and they don't call me anymore. Who I used to be, all I ever was. I get over you like the last one, and a girl down the street and a man I love. And they all call me, but they don't know what it's all about. And my dad calls me, my good friends call me. I get older every year while the land slides, and I've cried too much. Yeah, I've cried too much. Yeah, I can't cry no more. Yeah, I can't cry. Anymore.
It's a new one from Dry Cleaning here on KAXE with an album that was one I was really looking forward to early on in the year, kind of as releases have just started getting going again. That British group, new album, Secret Love, is out today. Let Me Grow and You'll See the Fruit is the name of that one, which was one of the early singles, and they've kind of moved away a little bit of, or added some sounds, I would say, so far. Haven't listened to the full album, but that one a little more like Bert Jansch, kind of 70s British folk, with still with their lead singer Florence Shaw's very typical spoken word pieces. But I've really been looking forward to this new album. And she actually sings a little bit more than she normally does in that song. We heard Gruff Reese before that with a song that I will try my best on. I believe it is Can Ir Cymylau. If anyone knows Welsh out there, going to be struggling. But Gruff Reese always makes great solo albums. He was in Super Furry Animals as well. Now he has another, his ninth solo album called Dim Probs. Mike Madison and Eliana Glass kicking off Headwaters today. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Malachi Coons. It's People Powered Radio, KAXE. I'll be with you until 11 o'clock today in this first hour, Headwaters. We've got music from groups like the Soul Motivators. We're going to hear from Sonny Chirac this hour. Got a new group called the Reggae. It's kind of a Afro reggae tune that I'm really looking forward to share with you. And in just a moment here, Joan Baez on what is her 85th birthday today. We received support from Bemidji Brewing, located at 211 in downtown Bemidji. Their new year starts with beer infusions and events such as Tropical Escape Week, featuring live music and tiki glassware. More at bemidjibeer.com. Bemidji Beer, nice catch. And support comes from First National Bank Bemidji, helping local families and businesses reach their financial goals. First National Bank Bemidji, better together. Member FDCI. Let's hear from Joan Baez. As I mentioned, we're going to hear a song that's actually a duet with her sister, Mimi Farina, who was a musician in her own right, not as well known as Joan. But early on, they recorded this duet of I Am a Poor Wayfaring Stranger. Joan Baez turning 85 years old today. Here you go on Headwaters. This world of war.
Tell me who are the criminals? I really don't see them. I don't want no peace. I need equal rights and justice. We got to get equal rights and justice. I don't need no crime.
Equal rights
and justice.
That is Queen Esther with Hold Steady. The soul, blues, and some jazz as well in her career. Been around for a long time, Queen Esther. She's getting ready to release a new album called Blackbirding just early on in February. So next month that'll be out. Hold Steady, the first release so far. Peter Tosh before that. It's the title track from that one. Equal Rights. Joan Baez, we kicked off with something for her on her birthday today. I am a poor wayfaring stranger. And that one, it was a duet with her sister, Mimi Farina. This is Headwaters, your source for great music. Weekdays from 9 to 11 on KAXE, People Powered Radio. I'm your host, Malachi Coons. So to come, we've got our slice of green cheese coming up at 9:45. Songs from Sonny Chirac. Got a groovy new tune we'll close out the show with from Parlor Greens. And Soul Jazz Instrumental Trio that are making some... really funky tunes over the last few years. Then coming up at 10 o'clock, it is Minnesota Mixtape, a show that I host, diving into the Minnesota music scene. On today's show, you'll hear new music from Duluth jam band Salty Dog, of course, with Jacob and Owen Mann. They've got lots of ties to Longville and Walker. where they started out playing at school talent shows and things like that. Now they're big parts of the Duluth scene. We'll hear something from their new release. I've got a drummer, an Ethiopian Minnesotan guy who makes really cool Ethio jazz. He's got a new song out and stuff from Prince and much more coming up next hour on Minnesota Mixtape. A little later today, Kevin Snells, your On the River host from 1 to 4. Cage Jamber tonight from 7 until 10, hosting from Bemidji. You can find Sam Miltich and the Clearwater Hot Club at Coleraine this evening, 5 p.m. show at Smoke on the Water. And then the Pickers duo with Liam Larson opening are at Bridget's in Bemidji. That one is 6 p.m. this evening. Well, as I was hanging out over the holidays, just like KEXC does with, you know, there's lots of year in review lists, songs, people talking about their favorite stuff. I enjoy going through them. We've got some of those for all different areas of KEXC, top news stories, top favorite albums, favorite songs from the music team, from the morning show, area voices, you name it. Lots of cool stuff. And it's a great place to check out because you're always going to miss something. But I found this song right here that I'm going to play next on one of those lists. As someone said, a group from Flint, Michigan called Greet Death. They are a rock band, got a little bit of a shoegazy sound, but I was not familiar with them, but I do have a soft spot for people from Flint, Michigan. That's where my dad grew up and my grandpa built GMC cars out there, but really enjoyed this song, and it's got lots of nods to kind of just the things you get up to in small towns. Here is Greet Death with a song called Country Girl on Headwaters. We'll be right back. Some Brothers Burn Mountain for you from their new Best of compilation, 25 years. They put together some of their highlights from throughout their many albums, which a lot of them you can't find online, actually, if you are doing like music streaming or anything like that. The last few ones have been on there, but they have many more albums than that. And this new 25 years album is kind of a great showcase of their long career. Where We May Meet is the name of that one. Kari Hedlund and myself, Malachi Coons, we got to visit the brothers' studio that they are building in Cotton, Minnesota, near the Saxon Bog. It's going to be a very cool space. You can find a conversation we recorded while we were out there at kaxe.org. Carson McComb before that, Winter Breaking, the name of that one. Kind of a wet, mucky last few days we've had, but I think it is going to cool down. But looking ahead to the real winter break later on this year. Her latest album is called Pentimento, and Greet Death. We kicked things off there with Getting a Little Louder. Country Girl, the name of that song. It's from their Die in Love album released last year. It is 9:45, and it is time for a slice of green cheese, our daily trivia question. Be the first to call in with the correct answer, and we will send you a coupon for a treat at an area business. Our thanks goes out to today's sponsors, Singing Chihuahua Taco Truck in Grand Rapids, Cozy Cove Coffee Company in Hill City, and Natural Harvest Food Co-op in Virginia for making the daily slice of green cheese possible. If you have won sometime in the last 30 days, please hold your calls and give someone else a chance. Don't let me down, folks. All right, here is today's question. On this day in 1909, explorer Ernest Shackleton's first Antarctic expedition, which shares its name with a biblical king and a town in Wadena County, finished 112 miles from their goal of the South Pole. What was that expedition called? If you know the answer or want to make a guess, call 218-326-1234. The question again is, on this day in 1909, explorer Ernest Shackleton's first Antarctic expedition, which shares its name with a biblical king and a town in Wadena County, finishes 112 miles from their goal of the South Pole. What was that expedition called? I've got more hints if we need it. Call 218-326-1234. Please hold your calls. We do have a winner for today's slice of green cheese. Please hold your calls. We'll be right back. Does She Hope to Be? That is Sonny Chirac here on KAXC from his 1990 album, Ask the Ages. I was poking around in the KAXC library, as I always do before my shows. So many cool, interesting albums from the past. That was Chirac's final album he put out before passing away at the age of 53 in the mid-90s. If you like jazz, it's a little bit on the edge, but always very melodic and catchy. Sonny Chirac was pretty incredible. Did a lot of free jazz, really weird stuff too, but often had songs like that that were very melodic and couldn't play the horn because he had asthma. So kind of took a lot of those ideas and brought them to the guitar. We had our slice of green cheese before that. That's what we were doing. And we did have a winner for today's slice of green cheese. Congratulations to Cindy from Ironton, who will be heading to the Wings Airport Cafe. Cindy correctly answered our question today, which was, on this day in 1909, explorer Ernest Shackleton's first Antarctic expedition, which shares its name with a biblical king and a town in Wadena County, finishes 112 miles from their goal of the South Pole. What was that expedition called? And Cindy correctly knew that the answer is Nimrod. It was the Nimrod expedition, named after the ship they were on. And I guess she knew that because her parents had a farm in Nimrod, Minnesota. I had more hints ready if needed, like Green Day's 1997 album. Kind of a forgotten about one when they have another album called Dookie, but that one's got some of their big hits on it as well. And Steve, our engineer, also pointed out to me that Bugs Bunny called people Nimrods, and it sort of forever changed the meaning of the word from the more biblical past to just something you call people who are being a Nimrod. Anyways, you can hear a slice of green cheese every weekday at 9:45. And tune in tomorrow night for our popular green cheese trivia show. Your host tomorrow is Julie Crabb from 7 to 9. After that, DJ Ben Frankenstein doing a math rock special after dark. I am going to be checking that one out. Sounds like a little bit of a, for people who are new to math rock, or if you're interested in it, it's going to go from the King Crimson days, so the kind of weirder proggy stuff with weird time signatures, all the way up to kind of what the genre would really formulate into and be best known as. So sort of an intro, a course, all in one. So looking forward to that show after dark every Saturday night for special music programming outside of our normal stuff here on KAXE. And yeah, I bet that's new to you. Just expect different time signatures than you may be used to. Let's get back to the music. Here's a new one from French group Areke. They are joined by vocalist Niall Huxo. Hope I'm saying that correctly. And they've got a new single out called Abanije.
Me too. chien à l'été d'une des tout filé ou ayant. Mais il n'y a temps, voici goulotier. Mais il n'y a temps, voici goulotier. Appelle ma way with fashion.